Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Our first responders may go through more emotional ups and downs in a week than many of us do in a lifetime. One local woman is leading an effort to help them cope with yoga. Let's go in depth with Olivia Kavitny with Yoga for First Responders in Indianola. Olivia, where are you from?
Originally, I am from San Jose, California, which is just south of San Francisco.
And somehow you had a long journey and wound up in Indianola.
Yes. So at 14 years old, I went to boarding school at North Carolina School of the Arts to be a ballet dancer. I did have a professional dance career. I moved to New York City when I was 18. I toured with a Broadway show. And I danced in Las Vegas. I was a showgirl in Las Vegas at one of the big famous showgirl shows there. Met my husband. We moved to Los Angeles together. And his job eventually transferred him to Iowa, to Knoxville. And we live in Indianola because I knew I was going to do a lot of work in Des Moines as well. So we kind of live right in between.
Well, that's quite a journey.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we could talk at length about your journey, but somehow your journey brought you to yoga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so as, you know, I started practicing yoga at 6 years old. I went with my grandmother to a yoga class, which I called old lady yoga, because it was a bunch of old ladies doing some stretches in a room, and I was there with them, and, you know, it was fun. It was fun going with her, and you know, I was already taking ballet, so I kind of knew the benefits of that. I eventually took private ballet, and my private ballet instructor was also a yoga instructor. So she would warm me up with some yoga exercises, and I found them beneficial there as well. My dad was a professional golfer, so he did yoga breath work for the focus elements of yoga, helping with that brain focus. And so I saw him doing breath exercises, and he read me some books on Eastern philosophy when I was growing up. So I always had I always knew what yoga was. When I was 18 and moved to New York City, I started practicing yoga a little bit more physically and more intensely. I practiced Ashtanga yoga, which is a set series of movements, and I would practice every single day before I went to theater school. And one day there was a mix-up with a sub, and the teacher didn't show up. But since it's the same series, I had that memorized. So I just decided to lead the class in what I could remember. And as soon as I led the class, I kind of was like, wow, it's kind of like it all clicked. This is where I want to be. I had a lot to offer from what I practiced in yoga. I had some tips. I could see things that the students needed that I could help them with. And that's when I decided to go get trained professionally as a yoga instructor. And that's when I was 20 years old. And I started teaching then in New York City.
Tell me the joys of teaching. What does that feel like when you reach and hit a student just the right way?
Yeah, that's a great question, because I think that's why I do it, for those moments. And when I see something click in someone where I communicate an idea and they pick it up and they understand it, and I see it either in their body or sort of see it implemented mentally as well, and I see it happen and I see them move to the next level, and I can actually see the understanding happen, it's great. It's great when you can communicate something that you feel and you give that gift to someone else, and then they feel it and they benefit from it. So I can see it in the class. And then a lot of times I've had people come up to me after class and they tell me a story of why they came to yoga, why they enjoy me as a teacher, and what yoga has done for them. And that's also really fulfilling. It's things like that keep me coming to a class to teach and to offer, because I know I'm giving people something that's beneficial for their life. And it's not coming from my own mind. I mean, this is coming from yoga and ancient philosophy from 5,000 years ago. And I'm just translating to them what I know. And I love that we keep this, you know, communication going from years back to now of the benefits of the yoga practice.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Olivia Kvitny with Yoga for First Responders. In a few words, can you describe what yoga brings to somebody?
Yeah, the word yoga means union. So what we're really trying to do is have a union of the mind, of the body, of the spirit, of the neurological system, of the emotional body, all in the present moment and grounded in the present moment and working together. And when the mind, when the body, and when the nervous system, when all those things are working together at their highest functioning level, we're able to perform at our highest level. And whatever we do in life, we're going to do it the best we can. This is going to balance ourselves out as well. And it's going to give us a mastery over the mind. I mean, we've all experienced kind of our mind going crazy. You know, our body's in the present moment, but all of our minds are trailing to the future. We're worried about the future, or we're feeling anxiety about things that happened in the past, and we keep replaying it in our head. And how are we supposed to really be present and focusing on what we're doing in the present moment if our mind is wandering? You know, I always equate the mind to like a puppy, you know, that runs around and acts crazy and isn't housebroken and everything. And what yoga does is discipline the puppy, right? Just like you would discipline a puppy in life, you're disciplining your mind to stay present. What yoga really is a practice of mastery over the mind and optimal functioning of the psychophysiological system. The physical practice is just a facilitator for us to get to that major goal.
Wow. And what you're trying to do with this nonprofit you have is bring all of that to our first responders.
Exactly. So what I discovered when I studied in India is I always knew that this practice was probably beneficial and good for first responders. But then I realized, oh my God, it's meant for them. It's meant to bring the nervous system back to neutral. And we all of us, just living life is stressful, right? And we get out of whack. We get out of balance mentally, physically, neurologically. But in one segment, like in one work shift, a first responder could see more loss, more death, more destruction than one person would see in their whole lifetime. So they really need a skill set to get back into balance and to get back into balance fast, you know, so they can do their job the next day. And the problem is when yoga was brought to the West, it was started to be marketed in a way that was not congruent to its original intent of why yoga even exists in the first place. There was a lot of focus on the physical part of yoga. Then it started to get very trendy, you know, all the outfits that you wear and a certain demographic. They were really marketing to a certain group of people. And unfortunately, that isolated a lot of people from the yoga practice because the person on the poster in the cool yoga pants didn't look like them, right? And so unfortunately, this group, which I'm including first responders, I'm including veterans and military who could really benefit from yoga, they're the ones being isolated from it. So I feel like I want to bring the true intention of yoga back into the practice and then bridge that gap to the first responder world. We can get all of the misconceptions of yoga out of the way, all those stereotypes out of the way, so they know why yoga is here, they can practice it with the true intent, and then they can benefit from that intention.
And you have experience working with first responders, so you know it works.
Right. So at this point, there is research that has been done on military and especially veterans who suffer from post-traumatic stress. I started by teaching veterans and I still do at the VA. And there has been research done using biofeedback machines to show that there's a change in the brain waves when practicing a mindfulness technique like yoga, that you can actually change the nervous system, change the heart rate, change the blood pressure. Right now with the first responders, what I'm having to work with as I give surveys before and after, you know, a 6-week session or so, there's tons of testimonials of people knowing and feeling that it works and telling me that it does. But what I'm working on now, what my organization is working on, is getting some concrete research studies with quantitative measuring tools so we can get some numbers on these things. We can really show that the functional movement changes, that the brain changes, the nervous system changes. And I think with those numbers, we can show more departments and we can really get more buy-in from more departments because this is a skill set that a lot of people are feeling like it works. And there's testimonials there and lots of word of mouth, but we really need some more concrete research study.
More in depth after.
after this.
I continued my conversation with Olivia Kvitny with Yoga for First Responders.
Well, I know that our first responders here, when something bad happens, mm-hmm. I know that first they take their responsibilities very seriously, every mm-hmm. one of them that I know.
Absolutely.
And when something bad happens, they will make sure that each other is okay, they'll debrief, and they'll come together. Mm-hmm. But I know a lot of the first responders, they sort of keep it in.
Right.
They don't. It's part of our culture that you don't open up. Some of us open up more.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. You hit the nail on the head with that. They don't want to show weakness. If they show weakness, if they show that something has bothered them, they might think that it would demonstrate that they can't handle the job. It might affect their career. So they need to put up, first of all, when they're on the call, yes, they need to put up that nice barrier so they can do their work. But unfortunately, they never take down that barrier. So that stress that they've seen, the trauma they've encountered, doesn't get processed. It gets stuck in the body. It gets stuck in the tissues of the body. It gets stuck in the mind. That's when we start to see the adverse effects, what turns into post-traumatic stress or sleep disorders or vicarious traumatization. And, you know, there is good reason, and you know, I don't fault them for needing to put up that front, because it's true. They might get some, you know, some pushback if they do kind of open up and show vulnerability. There are programs out there. You know, a lot of people have a psychologist that works with a department, and they have a lot of talk models for therapy out there, which is great. But what happens in a trauma is the talking part of the brain shuts down. So even if someone wanted to talk about it, they couldn't. Their brain wouldn't even allow them. Or when someone is debriefed, they might not be remembering it as it happened. What yoga can do is it's a private, introspective practice. So this might actually help process that stress to bridge them to the place where they can take advantage of the talk therapy models. And also, they can do their own processing on their own. It's a personal skill set. So they don't have to necessarily be vulnerable to other people. They can do it privately with the skill set on the mat. And if they're already doing yoga, it's not like, okay, an event happened, right? A critical incident, and now I have to go to therapy for it. Now I have to go to yoga for it. No, we should be doing yoga the whole time. So it's already part of your habit pattern, how you process this stress and process the trauma. It's nothing, we don't want to put a stigma or a label on it as someone who needs help or therapy. We just want it another skill set, just like all the other skill sets they have. Because right now there's a lack of a skill set in their training to bring them down to neutral. They know how to shoot. They know how to do defensive tactics. They have great PT. But where's the exercise to bring the brain and nervous system back to balance, back to homeostasis, after the horrible things they see every day?
You're holding some events in Marion County. Can you tell us a little bit about these?
Yes. So we're very thankful for Peachtree Brewery because every month they've opened their tap room for us. They move all the tables and chairs, and we do a yoga class in there for the community. Anyone can come. It's an hour-long class, and it's, you know, my Yoga for First Responders classes has a very specific protocol that is based in trauma-sensitive yoga, and there's certain kind of rules we adhere to. But the class at Peachtree is just a fun yoga class. We play music. We move around. You know, still the concrete original intent of yoga, but it's a little bit more fun and community-based. And then afterwards, Peachtree will give you a half pint of beer of your choice if you're over 21 years old. Otherwise, it's root beer. And we just have our donation box out. And you can give free will donations as a thank you for the yoga class and the beer, and it benefits our nonprofit, Yoga for First Responders. And where these donations go is everything from maintaining our website to buying the equipment to teach in the police academy and teach in the fire departments, the mats and the blocks. You know, a nonprofit is really supported by those donations and fundraising efforts, and I'm, you know, really glad that Peachtree has helped us out with that.
But let's just say a police chief, a fire chief, or somebody wants to reach out to you. Mm-hmm. The best thing is just to maybe go to your website and give you a call?
Yeah, so anyone can go to our website and kind of see what we're about. In fact, I do have a few videos on there if they want to kind of test out the breath work. It's at the bottom and it says, for first responders, practice now. Mm-hmm. But specifically in my area, you know, if you're in this area and you would like me to bring an in-service training to your department, you can email me. And my email is Olivia, O-L-I-V-I-A, at yogaforfirstresponders.org. Just spell the whole thing out. I offer in-service trainings anywhere from 30 minutes to 2.5 hours, whatever you have time for, whatever time needs to be filled. I can do that with this work. I'll give an in-depth description of what we do, how we do it, the science behind it, and I'll also include a demo class as well. And I'm happy to offer that service to any department that would like it.
You've made it very clear that this will help first responders coming back from whatever incident that they, you know, have had to encounter that day, mm-hmm. or multiple incidents.
Right.
Do you think it might help improve performance during these critical times when we need them so badly?
Yes, great question. A lot of yoga programs out there that are specific to veterans talk a lot about the healing process or acclimating back into civilian life. Another part of yoga for first responders is not only eradicating the trauma and stress, but also enhancing performance. What yoga does is there's something called flow. You might have also heard in the pocket or in the zone. A lot of athletes who do really high performance sports, you know, you kind of get that experience of where everything, you know, you're banging on all cylinders and you just feel this superhuman power where the mind and the body are all working together and you're super focused, right? You can actually enhance that. It's something scientifically that happens in the brain to get in the zone. And you can enhance your ability to get in the zone faster and really work at that highest functioning level by practicing yoga. Yoga is just not physical, but we also work on focusing techniques. So the more that you can bring your nervous system back to neutral and to a healing point, the more it's going to be there for you in an emergency and to help you focus. So this is really twofold. We're trying to eradicate stress, we're trying to heal the body and the mind, but we're also trying to get ourselves stronger mentally and physically so you can do your job better and for longer. So your 30-year career, you are doing the best job every single day and also having a fulfilling personal life when you get off duty and in retirement. You know, the average lifespan of a police officer after they retire is only 5 years because that's when it all comes down on them. You know, their physical body starts to fall apart internally, externally. They also lose that one focus, the thing that drove their whole life, their career. You know, they're so committed to it and now it's gone. And so if we can add that yoga practice, what we're really adding is their life after retirement as well. And how rich that life is. So yeah, absolutely. We're working on performance enhancement. And I think that's going to be another thing that departments are really going to enjoy seeing in their officers or in their firefighters when they start implementing yoga regularly.
Thanks to Olivia Kvitny for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.